This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, remains found in a Winnipeg landfill have been identified as that of an Indigenous woman, one of several victims tied to a serial killer. And AMC's detective series, Dark Winds, began its third season Sunday, which takes place on the Navajo Reservation. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Officials in Manitoba have identified one of two sets of remains found last month at a Winnipeg landfill site. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, police have confirmed those remains belong to one of four Indigenous women murdered by a convicted serial killer.
The remains of Morgan Harris were positively identified by forensic officials. They were found 2 weeks ago at a landfill north of Winnipeg. A second set of remains have not yet been identified, but are likely those of another victim of serial killer Jeremy Skibitzky, an Indigenous woman known only as Buffalo Woman. Advocates for missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and gender-diverse people are praising the Harris family for their strength and determination after they fought for the search of the landfill site. Praise also came from Manitoba Premier Wab Kanu.
So I don't think any of us would ever want our loved ones to go through what Morgan Harris went through. However, through this journey, we have seen some remarkable strength and resilience and power from the family of Morgan.
A former Grand Chief of a group of Northern Manitoba First Nations, Sheila North, also acknowledged the strength and love of the families for their efforts. And Wab Kanu says he hopes the family will have some sense of closure and healing now that they will be able to hold a sacred ceremony to memorialize her. The families of missing and murdered Indigenous women and children worked alongside forensic anthropology students to search the landfill. Some Indigenous leaders and advocates who pushed for the search said the remains wouldn't have been found without the efforts of the Canadian government and the current provincial government. Winnipeg police and the former Conservative government of Manitoba argued against searching the landfill because of safety concerns. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Joe, do you copy? Joe, it's Chief.
The hit thriller mystery show Dark Winds kicked off its third season over the weekend. The new episodes have Navajo police officers Joe Leaphorn and Jim Chi investigating the disappearance of two boys and an FBI agent probing the death of the wealthy and powerful B.J. Vines from last season. Zahn McLarnon plays Leaphorn.
Season 3 is basically a continuation, exploration of the tragedy that befell the Leaphorn family from the previous seasons with their son, the ramification of their son's death, and what consequences come to Joe Leaphorn for his actions he did last season, how it affects his mental state, and how it affects his marriage with his wife, Emma.
The third lead in Dark Winds is Jessica Matten, who plays Bernadette Manulito. Season 3 finds her hundreds of miles away working with the U.S. Border Patrol. Matten wasn't available for an interview with National Native News, but co-star Kiowa Gordon says her character and Jim Chi still connect.
Jim's not one to give up on something that he wants in his life, so I don't think we've seen the last of that pairing between Bernadette and Jim Chi, because even though there may be some love triangle forming through this Ivan character, you know, I think we can't ever count out Chi and Bernadette having a reunion, and I'd hold on to that hope.
Meanwhile, showrunner John Wirth says the series' success comes from revisiting Tony Hillerman's novels through the lens of Navajo and other Native American cast and crew members, including consultants.
It's a wonderfully functional, dysfunctional group of people. All of us have the same desire to tell a really gripping story and to honor the traditions out of which these characters come, both the fictional world of Hillerman and also the historical world and the real world of the Navajo Nation.
Dark Winds airs Sunday on AMC. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios in Eugene, Oregon.